Yeah, what's going on, everybody? This is your man, Voodoo Priest Man, aka Peter Pan. Yes, here once again, man. Just bring y'all some type of wisdom, some type of understanding, and some type of remembrance. Because remember, all gods and goddesses, we know it all. We just don't remember. First of all, I want to take the time and say thanks to all of you guys for listening to my podcast and actually just being there supporting me and supporting the cause, supporting the culture. And if you're not following me on Instagram, go ahead and follow me there on the Voodoo Priestman, and also subscribe to my YouTube. And make sure you turn the notifications on everything that I do, so that way you can get the upcoming events happening on your phone and you get them on your phone. Tonight, I want to talk to you about why is it that gods and goddesses, us right now, why is it that we feel so alone? Why is it that when we are transitioning from third dimensional beings to fourth dimensional beings, or jumping from third to fifth dimensional, what we're doing is feeling alone, feeling lonely, feeling depressed, feeling bored. And I don't know about everybody, maybe it's a lot of people that I have heard, you know, saying, plus myself, feeling this type of way. For the people who are happy, everybody who's still connecting and doing all that, it's amazing. But this is for the people who are actually going through the isolation process. When people ask me, Voodoo, what is your first thing you will say? You will tell somebody when it comes to the knowledge. My first thing is prepare for solitude. Because the more you learn, the more you understand, the more you comprehend how the ancestor work, what's happening is, you get to a point that just going to feel isolated. But I have the cure. I have the cure for isolation, because this is the deal. Let's say it this way. When we are interested in somebody, when we have a crush on somebody, you know, ladies, you know, when you have a crush on a dude, and dudes, when you got a crush on a lady, you know, and what happens? You just, when you are a third dimensional being, you're going for the looks. You're going for the sex appeal. If the person looks good to you and the sex appeal is there and you attract it and you desire that person, that makes you want to be with that person. You don't even care about the past of that person. You don't even care about what they practice, what they don't. You don't care about none of that, because you are living in a third dimensional state of mind, meaning that it really doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference who you're with. That's the reason why it's a lot of divorces going on, a lot of separations from friends, once people start getting to know who they really truly are. Not only the separations happen there, but the separations happen when you in the third, as third dimensional being, realize that the person or the people that you're keeping yourself surrounded are not the people that you need to be around. So you start saying to yourself, why am I wasting my time? Have you ever noticed that? I want you to go ahead and send me a message on Instagram. And I want you to tell me, send me a DM. I want you to tell me if you got to the point that everybody you spoke with, it seemed like it didn't matter anymore. Family, friends, it seemed like you didn't want to talk anymore. And it seemed like you isolated yourself more and more. And you didn't want to take time, I mean, to even listen to them, because everything to them was just not aligned with the cosmos, aligned with the universe. I want to hear what you have to say about that. And it gets to the point that you don't even want to be bothered. You get to the point you're saying, look, by myself, I'm better. And I started realizing it's because we have no expectations. When we are dealing in the state of mind that we are third dimensional beings, we have no expectations. It's like, or let's say, I don't know if you want to say you have no expectations or we have a lot of expectations, but you as a third dimensional being, if it makes sense, you go for it. Now, when you are transitioning and you are moving forward in your development, in your attunement, when it comes to your spirits, when it comes to your ancestors, you start feeling like you don't even want to talk to nobody, period. You start noticing that you send people to voicemail, or you just let your phone ring and ring and ring and ring, and you just don't pick it up. I just send it straight to voicemail. I ain't got time to be letting that phone ring. You know what I'm saying? Because it's annoying. As soon as I don't want to talk to the person, turn it straight to voicemail. If they know that I send it to voicemail, woof de do. I'm pretty sure they have got words from better people. You feel me? So now that you got that there, I'm going to give you the cure. The cure is knowing your expectations. Now you need different set of people for everything, for all your interests. Not everybody is going to be aligned with the things that you align with. So let me give you an example. For whatever reason, I'm always talking about rappers and actors and things like that. Like, maybe that is my path, you know, to become, you know what I'm saying, like a little rapper here and there, and, you know, a little actor. But all I'm saying is this. I'm giving you that example. So if you like to act, you want to be an actor, you want to be a musician, and you are not only doing that, but you want to be that. So you got to find people and associate with people who are into the same things, people who are into acting. So now you got your group of friends, the group of people that you can socialize with. Maybe those people are not connected. They're not third dimensional beings, but then you find your friend, your group of friends, your group of associates that are connected with the cosmos, with the same things that you are connected with. So that's a set, different set of friends. So now guess what? You love going bowling. Well, guess what? The people who are conscious and the people who are into into acting music, they don't like bowling. So guess what? Now you got to find your group of friends who do bowling. So knowing that you are going to distinguish among themselves, so that way you don't get it confused. So when you're hanging out with the ones with the bowling, you know you can't talk about acting. You know you can talk about consciousness because you are hanging around them just for bowling, because that's what you want to do. So get a set of acquaintances that are in that fall into the interest that you have within yourself, and making friends. So if you have 10 different things that you enjoy about yourself, get 10 set different friends, so that way you can hang with those people when you want to perform whatever you are actually doing, whether it's magic. So hang out with some people who are into magic at that time, so that way you never feel alone. Let me tell you one thing. I'm beginning to understand that, and I'm beginning to create a set of different friends, so that way I don't get confused. So when I'm talking to people who are into spirituality, that they don't care anything about entrepreneurship or don't care about other things that are animals, like I love animals or nature. So guess what? I'm just going to talk to them about whatever their interests are, that we have that form of similarities. That way you're going to find out that you're not going to be feeling alone, because I have realized in the past that I might hang with people who are into entrepreneurship, but they're not connected with spirit. And I would say, why am I going to talk to them? They're not even connected with spirits. We don't even have that in common. But guess what? The people who are into spirituality, they're not into entrepreneurship. So what are you going to do when you want to talk about entrepreneurship and they don't care about that? So I'm telling you, I'm giving you guys the remedy, so you always be happy. You got to understand, you are not connecting with people, so that way you can actually not only have that type of frequency and vibration, you hanging around people so that way you can grow. Hang with people who can benefit you from whatever interest you got going on. Whoever is better in those type of situations, hang with them, get with them, and you're going to start realizing that you're always going to have time for people, and you're not going to think about people pissing you off or getting on your nerves. I'm telling you, I'm doing it now. I'm feeling better. I'm getting to know some people. I'm opening up, and I'm getting out of my cave. Maybe because I'm an Aquarius rising, but by being a Cancer, it's not easy, guys. I'm always home, little in my cave. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to get out the door. I don't even walk out the door. That's how chronic that is. But I'm beginning to open up to other people, other personalities, and I'm becoming better, and I'm growing more because I'm learning from the things that I am super happy about that other people don't possess. Don't dump those people, because if you let those people go, how are you going to find those people? So just recognize the differences among each other, and you're going to see. I want you to tell me. I want you to send me a message here also on Anchor, or just send me a message on my email, voodoopriestman@gmail.com. And I want you to tell me, I want to hear your opinion about what it is that you do and how are you doing. Do you feel alone? Do you feel like you are connecting with people in a different way? I want you to tell me if you feel like this episode that I created is going to help you with your relationships, with your connections with other people. And like I said, if you're interested in receiving a reading, don't forget to contact me. And also, if you are interested in becoming a part of my VIP Facebook group, which is only people who are VIP that get all the information that I'm providing in that group, make sure you send me some information. I hope that you guys have a wonderful night, and boop, boop, deuces. Hey, what's going on? What's going on? How y'all doing? I hope everybody's doing it good. This is your boy, Voodoo Priest Man, a.k.a. the Captain Dracula. So, not Captain Dracula, the Captain Dracula. You got to emphasize with the But anyway, guys, I hope that you guys are doing good. And I'm just here, you know, just finished doing an interview right now with an amazing younger dude by the name of Ancestral Wisdom. He interviewed me, and we're working on the, you know, releasing this interview out pretty soon, which is going to be amazing questions or things that we discuss when it comes down to spirituality, things that he asked me about. Hoping that y'all enjoy it, but I'll let y'all keep y'all posted about that. But this episode right here, I want to talk about emotions. I want to talk about how it is that you are feeling. How do you want your life to be? Not only how you want your life to be, but what will make you happy? What do you think you're putting up with that is destroying your happiness? Are you in a good relationship? I mean, in a bad relationship. Let's not say good. Come on now. This oregano and crow be messing on my brain when I be talking. Sometimes I feel like I'm a robotic robot. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? About like, how are you? Are you happy? Feeling content with yourself? Tell me about your relationship. Tell me about your marriage. How is your marriage going? Your relationship, you have a fiance, you have a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or you're dating a cow, whatever it is that you're dating, whoever you're dating, I don't care because that's none of my business. But just how is it going? How's your relationship with your children? How's your relationship with your siblings? How's your relationship with everybody in your surroundings? Talk about it. Think about it. You know what I mean? Are you content? Are you happy with yourself? What do you think you should be doing to bring you to a level of happiness, to a level of feeling more at ease with yourself? You are conscious. You are spiritual. You are a king. You are a queen. So what are you doing next that is going to take your spirituality, is going to take yourself to a higher level where at least you feel content? So that way you can stop blaming everybody, blaming the ancestors, blaming God, blaming yourself, blaming your children, blaming your cat, blaming your dogs, blaming the bird, or just blaming anybody when you just, you know what I mean, she's just start understanding that a lot of the reasons why, well, not a lot, but the reason why you are where you are right now, whether it's happy or not, is just by the choices that you have made and certain habits that you have created through the process. If you are, you might be saying to yourself, why do you find the same people, same relationships, the same type of man, the same type of women, and you start realizing, why do I attract this type of people that are actually making me miserable? You see what I mean? Thinking about that type of level. Are you working where you want to work? Are you happy at your job? Do you want a promotion? Do you want to go somewhere else? You want to work for yourself? Talk about that when it comes to your finances. Do you spend enough time with your children? Are you happy with your children and going, taking them everywhere, spoiling them to, you know, do whatever, or just spoiling yourself? Do you feel trapped? Do you feel depressed? Are you taking medications for depression? Are you grieving? What will actually make you feel better? I want you to send me a message on my Instagram, Voodoo Priestman. I always tell people, send me a message and just mention, you know, one of these topics that I speak about. And just let me know what it is that you feel that you need to work on. Like, what is really bothering you? Because a lot of us is not satisfied. A lot of us is not happy. A lot of us are going through depression. I'll be seeing a lot of brothers and sisters out there in the streets, you know what I mean? Acting like they are not here, like they are in another planet. And talking about that they seeing things, they hearing things, they feeling things. And we ain't nobody to judge. How do we know that they're not? You know what I mean? Like, they saying that they are, and all the science is telling that they're not. But what about if they are watching something, they seeing something, they are experiencing part of the spectrum that we can't connect because they have a different ability than we do? So, you know what I mean? Have we thought about helping them? Have we thought about helping the people who are out there? Do we have clothes that we don't use, that we are in the closet, that we have in there for months and months and months collecting dust, and we know that we're not going to use? Are we actually going out there and giving it to the homeless? You see what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter whether you got heels that you don't use, and oh, why would a homeless female is going to use some heels? You don't know if she wants to feel pretty for one day, and you doing that is going to give them the feeling of actually feeling wanted, feeling accepted. You don't know about you actually doing that. You are helping somebody change what's going on in their lives and giving them hope. Why do we always thinking for a gain? Why can't we just give and just actually treat everybody equal when it comes to our brothers and sisters who are not in the right place to actually afford a property, or they're not in the right place mentally for them to actually live for themselves, and they actually end up being in the streets because society doesn't know how to help them. They don't understand how to actually deal with society. Have we ever thought about helping them? Have we ever thought about giving them a hand? Have we ever thought about actually giving them $5? And if they want to use it on drugs, your spirit will tell you those things are going to be used for drugs, or it's going to be used for food or something else. Have you ever stopped and actually gave a mother, you know what I'm saying, maybe $10 for her to actually buy her children some milk and stuff like that? I'm not telling you this to preach and tell you what you got to do, because I've done it, but I don't talk about it because I feel that I deserve credit. But let's help one another. Do we see animals out in the streets? Are we feeding them? Do you see dogs that are out there in the streets? Cats that are there in the streets? They looking. Squirrels that are out there and stuff like that. Birds that are out there. You know what I mean? I'm not telling you to feed the whole world. But why can't you just, you know, you see a couple of dogs, the stray dogs that are out there. Don't you think that they need love? They need love the most. Have you ever said, you know what, let me just put a couple, not meal, but a couple water and give them some food or something, or get them and feed them so that way you can actually help them throughout their transition and whatever their experience is? You don't think they deserve to be happy? You don't think they deserve to have that type of feeling that, you know what I mean, that we do? What makes you think that we are special and they're not? Why can't we just make another being happy and give them what it is that they want, so that way we can be connected with one another and we can love one another? This is the reason why so much hate, so much jealousy. Everybody's looking to see what they can gain, not what they can give. If you don't follow the law of circulation, how do you expect to receive? You got to give. You give and you shall receive. I'm talking about general things that actually we're facing as a community, we're facing as an individual. Why are we cheating to our significant others? Are we happy with our significant others? If we're not, what are we doing there? Are we lying to ourselves and telling people that we are loyal, knowing that we're cheating in the background just because we want people to see us a certain way that we're not? Or do you really want to just tell your significant other that you really want to fuck around with other people because, you know what, that makes you feel better and the relationship will be better? Why are we afraid to tell people what it is that we want and what is it that we expect, so that way there's no misunderstandings and everybody be happy? We put ourselves in situations that we put ourselves into because we don't know how to open our mouth and just be as real as we can and telling people exactly how it is, how it feels. And if they don't like it, they can kick rocks and they can eat a fake cow eye or something like that, or maybe a fake toe or some shit, I don't know. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? You think things like that by that nature. I just want to say, you know what I mean, to you guys, I love y'all. Thank you for all the support that y'all provide me all the time. I'm telling y'all, and I will tell you forever and ever, that if it wasn't for y'all, my supporters and stuff like that, I wouldn't even be talking. I wouldn't even be doing these type of things. But I feel that I have a responsibility, and my responsibility is actually to help a lot of my brothers and sisters actually connect and be able to understand who they are and be able to love each other. You know what I mean? Because that's what we're here to do. You know what I mean? We are kings. We are queens. We are we are gods. We are goddesses. We are the Alpha. We are the Omega. We are the beginning. We are the end. We are everything. We are the all. So why can't we do that, you know? So for the people who are not following me on my Instagram yet, I always say this and I will say that all the time. I don't know. It's just a habit. Make sure that you follow me on my Instagram and also on my YouTube at Voodoo Priest Man. Everything you find me on social media is the same thing. Facebook group, Facebook like, YouTube, this, that, and the third. Voodoo Priest Man. Wherever you at, find me, connect with me. And also, don't forget to visit my website, voodoopriestman.com, and just tap into what I got going on. And I hope, once again, you continue to grow, evolve, and take it to another level, so that way you can help the future generations and the present generations that are going on right now. And always remember, always, 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 fuck everybody, be yourself. Much love. Voodoo Priestman in the building, a.k.a. the Captain. Dracula. Ba-ba! Hey, what's going on? What's going on? How y'all doing? I hope everybody's doing good. This is your boy, Voodoo Priest Man, a.k.a. the Captain Dracula. So, not Captain Dracula, the Captain Dracula. You got to emphasize with the "the." But anyway, guys, I hope that you guys are doing good. And I'm just here, you know, just finished doing an interview right now with an amazing younger dude by the name of Ancestral Wisdom. He interviewed me, and we're working on the, you know, releasing this interview out pretty soon, which is going to be amazing questions or things that we discuss when it comes down to spirituality, things that he asked me about. Hoping that y'all enjoy it, but I'll let y'all keep y'all posted about that. But this episode right here, I want to talk about emotions. I want to talk about how it is that you are feeling. How do you want your life to be? Not only how you want your life to be, but what will make you happy? What do you think you're putting up with that is destroying your happiness? Are you in a good relationship? I mean, in a bad relationship. Let's not say good. Come on now. This oregano and crow be messing on my brain when I be talking. Sometimes I feel like I'm a robotic robot. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? About like, how are you? Are you happy? Feeling content with yourself? Tell me about your relationship. Tell me about your marriage. How is your marriage going? Your relationship, you have a fiance, you have a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or you're dating a cow, whatever it is that you're dating, whoever you're dating, I don't care because that's none of our business. But just how is it going? How's your relationship with your children? How's your relationship with your siblings? How's your relationship with everybody in your surroundings? Talk about it. Think about it. You know what I mean? Are you content? Are you happy with yourself? What do you think you should be doing to bring you to a level of happiness, to a level of feeling more at ease with yourself? You are conscious. You are spiritual. You are a king. You are a queen. So what are you doing next that is going to take your spirituality, is going to take yourself to a higher level where at least you feel content? So that way you can stop blaming everybody, blaming the ancestors, blaming God, blaming yourself, blaming your children, blaming your cat, blaming your dogs, blaming the bird. Or just blaming anybody when you just, you know what I mean? She's just not understanding that a lot of the reasons why, well, not a lot, but the reason why you are where you are right now, whether it's happy or not, is just by the choices that you have made and certain habits that you have created through the process. If you are, you might be saying to yourself, why do you find the same people, same relationships, the same type of man, the same type of women? And you start realizing, why do I attract this type of people that are actually making me miserable? You see what I mean? Thinking about that type of level. Are you working where you want to work? Are you happy at your job? Do you want a promotion? Do you want to go somewhere else? You want to work for yourself? Talk about that when it comes to your finances. Do you spend enough time with your children? Are you happy with your children and going, taking them everywhere, spoiling them to, you know, do whatever, or just spoiling yourself? Do you feel trapped? Do you feel depressed? Are you taking medications for depression? Are you grieving? What will actually make you feel better? I want you to send me a message on my Instagram, Voodoo Priestman. I always tell people, send me a message and just mention, you know, one of these topics that I speak about. And just let me know what it is that you feel that you need to work on. Like, what is really bothering you? Because a lot of us is not satisfied. A lot of us is not happy. A lot of us are going through depression. I'll be seeing a lot of brothers and sisters out there in the streets, you know what I mean? Acting like they are not here, like they are in another planet. And talking about that they're seeing things, they're hearing things, they're feeling things. And we ain't nobody to judge. How do we know that they're not? You know what I mean? Like, they're saying that they are, and all the science is telling that they're not. But what about if they are watching something, they're seeing something, they are experiencing part of the spectrum that we can't connect because they have a different ability than we do? So, you know what I mean? Have we thought about helping them? Have we thought about helping the people who are out there? Do we have clothes that we don't use, that we got in the closet, that we have in there for months and months and months collecting dust, and we know that we're not going to use? Are we actually going out there and giving it to the homeless? You see what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter whether you got heels that you don't use, and, oh, why would a homeless female is going to use some heels? You don't know if she wants to feel pretty for one day, and you doing that is going to give them the feeling of actually feeling wanted, feeling accepted. You don't know by you actually doing that, you are helping somebody change what's going on in their lives and giving them hope. Why do we always thinking for a gain? Why can't we just give and just actually treat everybody equal when it comes to our brothers and sisters who are not in the right place to actually afford a property, or they're not in the right place mentally for them to actually live for themselves, and they actually end up being in the streets because society doesn't know how to help them? They don't understand how to actually deal with society. Have we ever thought about helping them? Have we ever thought about giving them a hand? Have we ever thought about actually giving them $5? And if they want to use it on drugs, your spirit will tell you those things are going to be used for drugs, or it's going to be used for food or something else. Have you ever stopped and actually gave a mother, you know what I'm saying, maybe $10 for her to actually buy her children some milk and stuff like that? I'm not telling you this to preach and tell you what you got to do, because I've done it, but I don't talk about it because I feel that I deserve credit. But let's help one another. Do we see animals out in the streets? Are we feeding them? Do you see dogs that are out there in the streets? Cats that are there in the streets? They looking. Squirrels that are out there and stuff like that. Birds that are out there. You know what I mean? I'm not telling you to feed the whole world. But why can't you just, you know, you see a couple of dogs, the stray dogs that are out there. Don't you think that they need love? They need love the most. Have you ever said, you know what, let me just put a couple, a couple water and give them some food or something, or get them and feed them so that way you can actually help them throughout their transition and whatever the experience is? You don't think they deserve to be happy? You don't think they deserve to have that type of feeling that, you know what I mean, that we do? What makes you think that we are special and they're not? Why can't we just make another being happy and give them what it is that they want, so that way we can be connected with one another and we can love one another? This is the reason why so much hate, so much jealousy. Everybody's looking to see what they can gain, not what they can give. If you don't follow the law of circulation, how do you expect to receive? You gotta give. You give and you shall receive. I'm talking about general things that actually we're facing as a community, we're facing as an individual. Why are we cheating to our significant others? Are we happy with our significant others? If we're not, what are we doing there? Are we lying to ourselves and telling people that we are loyal, knowing that we're cheating in the background just because we want people to see us a certain way that we're not? Or do you really want to just tell your significant other that you really want to fuck around with other people because, you know what, that makes you feel better and the relationship will be better? Why are we afraid to tell people what it is that we want and what is it that we expect, so that way there's no misunderstandings and everybody be happy? We put ourselves in situations that we put ourselves into because we don't know how to open our mouth and just be as real as we can and telling people exactly how it is, how it feels. And if they don't like it, they can kick rocks and they can eat a fake cow eye or something like that, or maybe a fake toe or some shit, I don't know. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? You think things like that by that nature. I just want to say, you know what I mean, to you guys, I love y'all. Thank you for all the support that y'all provide me all the time. I'm telling y'all, and I will tell you forever and ever and ever, that if it wasn't for y'all my supporters and stuff like that, I wouldn't even be talking. I wouldn't even be doing these type of things. But I feel that I have a responsibility, and my responsibility is actually to help a lot of my brothers and sisters actually connect and be able to understand who they are and be able to love each other. You know what I mean? Because that's what we're here to do. You know what I mean? We are kings. We are queens. We are we are gods. We are goddesses. We are the Alpha. We are the Omega. We are the beginning. We are the end. We are everything. We are the all. So why can't we do that, you know? So for the people who are not following me on my Instagram yet, I always say this and I will say that all the time. I don't know. It's just a habit. Make sure that you follow me on my Instagram and also on my YouTube at Voodoo Priest Man. Everything you find me on social media is the same thing. Facebook group, Facebook like, YouTube, this, that, and the third. Voodoo Priest Man. Wherever you at, find me, connect with me. And also, don't forget to visit my website, voodoopriestman.com, and just tap into what I got going on. And I hope, once again, you continue to grow, evolve, and take it to another level, so that way you can help the future generations and the present generations that are going on right now. And always remember, always, 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 fuck everybody, be yourself. Much love. Voodoo Priest Man in the building, a.k.a. the Captain. Dracula. Ba-ba! Hey, what's going on? What's going on? How y'all doing? I hope everybody's doing good. This is your boy, Voodoo Priest Man, a.k.a. the Captain Dracula. So, not Captain Dracula, the Captain Dracula. You got to emphasize with the. But anyway, guys, I hope that you guys are doing good. And I'm just here, you know, just finished doing an interview right now with an amazing younger dude by the name of Ancestral Wisdom. And he interviewed me, and we're working on the, you know, releasing this interview out pretty soon, which is going to be amazing questions or things that we discuss when it comes down to spirituality, things that he asked me about. Hoping that y'all enjoy it, but I'll let y'all keep y'all posted about that. But this episode right here, I want to talk about emotions. I want to talk about how it is that you are feeling. How do you want your life to be? Not only how you want your life to be, but what will make you happy? What do you think you're putting up with that is destroying your happiness? Are you in a good relationship? I mean, in a bad relationship. Let's not say good. Come on now. This oregano and crow be messing on my brain when I be talking. Sometimes I feel like I'm a robotic robot. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? About like, how are you? Are you happy? Are you feeling content with yourself? Tell me about your relationship. Tell me about your marriage. How is your marriage going? Your relationship. You have a fiance, you have a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or you're dating a cow, whatever it is that you're dating, whoever you're dating, I don't care because that's none of my business. But just how is it going? How's your relationship with your children? How's your relationship with your siblings? How's your relationship with everybody in your surroundings? Talk about it. Think about it. You know what I mean? Are you content? Are you happy with yourself? What do you think you should be doing to bring you to a level of happiness, to a level of feeling more at ease with yourself? You are conscious. You are spiritual. You are a king. You are a queen. So what are you doing next that is going to take your spirituality, is going to take yourself to a higher level where at least you feel content? So that way you can stop blaming everybody, blaming the ancestors, blaming God, blaming yourself, blaming your children, blaming your cat, blaming your dogs, blaming the bird. Or just blaming anybody when you just, you know what I mean? She's just not understanding that a lot of the reasons why, well, not a lot, but the reason why you are where you are right now, whether it's happy or not, is just by the choices that you have made and certain habits that you have created through the process. If you are, you might be saying to yourself, why do you find the same people, same relationships, the same type of man, the same type of women? And you start realizing, why do I attract this type of people that are actually making me miserable? You see what I mean? Thinking about that type of level. Are you working where you want to work? Are you happy at your job? Do you want a promotion? Do you want to go somewhere else? You want to work for yourself? Talk about that when it comes to your finances. Do you spend enough time with your children? Are you happy with your children and going, taking them everywhere, spoiling them to, you know, do whatever, or just spoiling yourself? Do you feel trapped? Do you feel depressed? Are you taking medications for depression? Are you grieving? What will actually make you feel better? I want you to send me a message on my Instagram, Voodoo Priestman. I always tell people, send me a message and just mention, you know, one of these topics that I speak about. And just let me know what it is that you feel that you need to work on. Like, what is really bothering you? Because a lot of us is not satisfied. A lot of us is not happy. A lot of us are going through depression. I'll be seeing a lot of brothers and sisters out there in the streets, you know what I mean? Acting like they are not here, like they are in another planet. And talking about that they seeing things, they hearing things, they feeling things. And we ain't nobody to judge. How do we know that they're not? You know what I mean? Like, they saying that they are, and all the science is telling that they're not. But what about if they are watching something, they seeing something, they are experiencing part of the spectrum that we can't connect because they have a different ability than we do? So, you know what I mean? Have we thought about helping them? Have we thought about helping the people who are out there? Do we have clothes that we don't use, that we got in the closet, that we have in there for months and months and months collecting dust, and we know that we're not going to use? Are we actually going out there and giving it to the homeless? You see what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter whether you got heels that you don't use, and, oh, why would a homeless female is going to use some heels? You don't know if she wants to feel pretty for one day, and you doing that is going to give them the feeling of actually feeling wanted, feeling accepted. You don't know by you actually doing that, you are helping somebody change what's going on in their lives and giving them hope. Why do we always thinking for a gain? Why can't we just give and just actually treat everybody equal when it comes to our brothers and sisters who are not in the right place to actually afford a property, or they're not in the right place mentally for them to actually live for themselves, and they actually end up being in the streets because society doesn't know how to help them? They don't understand how to actually deal with society. Have we ever thought about helping them? Have we ever thought about giving them a hand? Have we ever thought about actually giving them $5? And if they want to use it on drugs, your spirit will tell you those things are going to be used for drugs, or it's going to be used for food or something else. Have you ever stopped and actually gave a mother, you know what I'm saying, maybe $10 for her to actually buy her children some milk and stuff like that? I'm not telling you this to preach and tell you what you got to do, because I've done it, but I don't talk about it because I feel that I deserve credit. But let's help one another. Do we see animals out in the streets? Are we feeding them? Do you see dogs that are out there in the streets? Cats that are there in the streets? They looking. Squirrels that are out there and stuff like that. Birds that are there. You know what I mean? I'm not telling you to feed the whole world. But why can't you just, you know, you see a couple of dogs, the stray dogs that are out there. Don't you think that they need love? They need love the most. Have you ever said, you know what, let me just put a couple, not meal, but a couple water and give them some food or something, or get them and feed them so that way you can actually help them throughout their transition and whatever their experience is? You don't think they deserve to be happy? You don't think they deserve to have that type of feeling that, you know what I mean, that we do? What makes you think that we are special and they're not? Why can't we just make another being happy and give them what it is that they want, so that way we can be connected with one another and we can love one another? This is the reason why so much hate, so much jealousy. Everybody's looking to see what they can gain, not what they can give. If you don't follow the law of circulation, how do you expect to feel you receive? You got to give. You give and you shall receive. I'm talking about general things that actually we're facing as a community, we're facing as an individual. Why are we cheating to our significant others? Are we happy with our significant others? If we're not, what are we doing there? Are we lying to ourselves and telling people that we are loyal, knowing that we're cheating in the background just because we want people to see us a certain way that we're not? Or do you really want to just tell your significant other that you really want to fuck around with other people because, you know what, that makes you feel better and the relationship will be better? Why are we afraid to tell people what it is that we want and what is it that we expect, so that way there's no misunderstandings and everybody be happy? We put ourselves in situations that we put ourselves into because we don't know how to open our mouth and just be as real as we can and telling people exactly how it is, how it feels. And if they don't like it, they can kick rocks and they can eat a fake cow eye or something like that, or maybe a fake toe or some shit, I don't know. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? You think things like that by that nature. I just want to say, you know what I mean, to you guys, I love y'all. Thank you for all the support that y'all provide me all the time. I'm telling y'all, and I will tell you forever and ever, that if it wasn't for y'all my supporters and stuff like that, I wouldn't even be talking. I wouldn't even be doing these type of things. But I feel that I have a responsibility, and my responsibility is actually to help a lot of my brothers and sisters actually connect and be able to understand who they are and be able to love each other. You know what I mean? Because that's what we're here to do. You know what I mean? We are kings. We are queens. We are we are gods. We are goddesses. We are the Alpha. We are the Omega. We are the beginning. We are the end. We are everything. We are the all. So why can't we do that, you know? So for the people who are not following me on my Instagram yet, I always say this and I will say that all the time. I don't know. It's just a habit. Make sure that you follow me on my Instagram and also on my YouTube at Voodoo Priest Man. Everything you find me on social media is the same thing. Facebook group, Facebook like, YouTube, this, that, and the third. Voodoo Priest Man. Wherever you at, find me, connect with me. And also, don't forget to visit my website, voodoopriestman.com, and just tap into what I got going on. And I hope, once again, you continue to grow, evolve, and take it to another level, so that way you can help the future generations and the present generations that are going on right now. And always remember, always, 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 fuck everybody, be yourself. Much love. Voodoo Priestman in the building, a.k.a. the Captain. Dracula. Ba-ba! Hey, what's going on? What's going on? How y'all doing? I hope everybody's doing it good. This is your boy, Voodoo Priest Man, a.k.a. the Captain Dracula. So, not Captain Dracula, the Captain Dracula. You got to emphasize with the. But anyway, guys, I hope that you guys are doing good. And I'm just here, you know, just finished doing an interview right now with an amazing younger dude by the name of Ancestral Wisdom. he interviewed me, and we're working on the, you know, releasing this interview out pretty soon, which is going to be amazing questions or things that we discuss when it comes down to spirituality, things that he asked me about. Hoping that y'all enjoy it, but I'll let y'all keep y'all posted about that. But this episode right here, I want to talk about emotions. I want to talk about how it is that you are feeling. How do you want your life to be? Not only how you want your life to be, but what will make you happy? What do you think you're putting up with that is destroying your happiness? Are you in a good relationship? I mean, in a bad relationship. Let's not say good. Come on now. These oregano and crow be messing on my brain when I be talking. Sometimes I feel like I'm a robotic robot. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? About like, how are you? Are you happy? Feeling content with yourself? Tell me about your relationship. Tell me about your marriage. How is your marriage going? Your relationship, you have a fiance, you have a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or you're dating a cow, whatever it is that you're dating, whoever you're dating, I don't care because that's none of my business. But just how is it going? How's your relationship with your children? How's your relationship with your siblings? How's your relationship with everybody in your surroundings? Talk about it. Think about it. You know what I mean? Are you content? Are you happy with yourself? What do you think you should be doing to bring you to a level of happiness, to a level of feeling more at ease with yourself? You are conscious. You are spiritual. You are a king. You are a queen. So what are you doing next that is going to take your spirituality, is going to take yourself to a higher level where at least you feel content? So that way you can stop blaming everybody, blaming the ancestors, blaming God, blaming yourself, blaming your children, blaming your cat, blaming your dogs, blaming the bird. Or just blaming anybody when you just, you know what I mean? She's just start understanding that a lot of the reasons why, well, not a lot, but the reason why you are where you are right now, whether it's happy or not, is just by the choices that you have made and certain habits that you have created through the process. If you are, you might be saying to yourself, why do you find the same people, same relationships, the same type of man, the same type of women? And you start realizing, why do I attract this type of people that are actually making me miserable? You see what I mean? Thinking about that type of level. Are you working where you want to work? Are you happy at your job? Do you want a promotion? Do you want to go somewhere else? You want to work for yourself? Talk about that when it comes to your finances. Do you spend enough time with your children? Are you happy with your children and going, taking them everywhere, spoiling them to, you know, do whatever, or just spoiling yourself? Do you feel trapped? Do you feel depressed? Are you taking medications for depression? Are you grieving? What will actually make you feel better? I want you to send me a message on my Instagram, Voodoo Priestman. I always tell people, send me a message and just mention, you know, one of these topics that I speak about. And just let me know what it is that you feel that you need to work on. Like, what is really bothering you? Because a lot of us is not satisfied. A lot of us is not happy. A lot of us are going through depression. I've been seeing a lot of brothers and sisters out there in the streets, you know what I mean? Acting like they are not here, like they are in another planet, and talking about that they're seeing things, they're hearing things, they're feeling things. And we ain't nobody to judge. How do we know that they're not? You know what I mean? Like, they saying that they are, and all the science is telling that they're not. But what about if they are watching something, they seeing something, they are experiencing part of the spectrum that we can't connect because they have a different ability than we do? So, you know what I mean? Have we thought about helping them? Have we thought about helping the people who are out there? Do we have clothes that we don't use, that we are in the closet, that we have in there for months and months and months collecting dust, and we know that we're not going to use? Are we actually going out there and giving it to the homeless? You see what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter whether you got heels that you don't use, and, oh, why would a homeless female is going to use some heels? You don't know if she wants to feel pretty for one day, and you doing that is going to give them the feeling of actually feeling wanted, feeling accepted. You don't know by you actually doing that, you are helping somebody change what's going on in their lives and giving them hope. Why do we always thinking for a gain? Why can't we just give and just actually treat everybody equal when it comes to our brothers and sisters who are not in the right place to actually afford a property, or they're not in the right place mentally for them to actually live for themselves, and they actually end up being in the streets because society doesn't know how to help them? They don't understand how to actually deal with society. Have we ever thought about helping them? Have we ever thought about giving them a hand? Have we ever thought about actually giving them $5? And if they want to use it on drugs, your spirit will tell you those things are going to be used for drugs, or it's going to be used for food or something else. Have you ever stopped and actually gave a mother, you know what I'm saying, maybe $10 for her to actually buy her children some milk and stuff like that? I'm not telling you this to preach and tell you what you got to do, because I've done it, but I don't talk about it because I feel that I deserve credit. But let's help one another. Do we see animals out in the streets? Are we feeding them? Do you see dogs that are out there in the streets? Cats that are there in the streets? They looking. Squirrels that are out there and stuff like that. Birds that are there. You know what I mean? I'm not telling you to feed the whole world. But why can't you just, you know, you see a couple of dogs, the stray dogs that are out there. Don't you think that they need love? They need love the most. Have you ever said, you know what, let me just put a couple, a couple water and give them some food or something, or get them and feed them so that way you can actually help them throughout their transition and whatever their experience is? You don't think they deserve to be happy? You don't think they deserve to have that type of feeling that, you know what I mean, that we do? What makes you think that we are special and they're not? Why can't we just make another being happy and give them what it is that they want, so that way we can be connected with one another and we can love one another? This is the reason why so much hate, so much jealousy. Everybody's looking to see what they can gain, not what they can give. If you don't follow the law of circulation, how do you expect to feel you receive? You got to give. You give and you shall receive. I'm talking about general things that actually we're facing as a community, we're facing as an individual. Why are we cheating to our significant others? Are we happy with our significant others? If we're not, what are we doing there? Are we lying to ourselves and telling people that we are loyal, knowing that we're cheating in the background just because we want people to see us a certain way that we're not? Or do you really want to just tell your significant other that you really want to fuck around with other people because, you know what, that makes you feel better and the relationship will be better? Why are we afraid to tell people what it is that we want and what is it that we expect, so that way there's no misunderstandings and everybody be happy? We put ourselves in situations that we put ourselves into because we don't know how to open our mouth and just be as real as we can and telling people exactly how it is, how it feels. And if they don't like it, they can kick rocks and they can eat a fake cow eye or something like that, or maybe a fake toe or some shit, I don't know. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? You think things like that by that nature. I just want to say, you know what I mean, to you guys, I love y'all. Thank you for all the support that y'all provide me all the time. I'm telling y'all, and I will tell you forever and ever, that if it wasn't for y'all, my supporters and stuff like that, I wouldn't even be talking. I wouldn't even be doing these type of things. But I feel that I have a responsibility, and my responsibility is actually to help a lot of my brothers and sisters actually connect and be able to understand who they are and be able to love each other. You know what I mean? Because that's what we're here to do. You know what I mean? We are kings. We are queens. We are we are gods. We are goddesses. We are the Alpha. We are the Omega. We are the beginning. We are the end. We are everything. We are the all. So why can't we do that, you know? So for the people who are not following me on my Instagram yet, I always say this, and I will say that all the time. I don't know. It's just a habit. Make sure that you follow me on my Instagram and also on my YouTube at Voodoo Priest Man. Everything you find me on social media is the same thing. Facebook group, Facebook like, YouTube, this, that, and the third. Voodoo Priest Man. Wherever you at, find me, connect with me. And also, don't forget to visit my website, voodoopriestman.com, and just tap into what I got going on. And I hope, once again, you continue to grow, evolve, and take it to another level, so that way you can help the future generations and the present generations that are going on right now. And always remember, always, 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 fuck everybody, be yourself. Much love. Voodoo Priestman in the building, a.k.a. the Captain. Dracula. Ba-ba!